So what happens is we find God don't have a realistic expectation. Now the second thing is, I asked her, all right, so all these things that you're seeking, let's take them one by one and let's find out who's got that in your life. So who has somebody who's highly intelligent you can have intelligent conversations with in your life right now? Oh, I don't have anybody. Look again. Oh yeah, well, my best friend's husband, we sometimes go and have dinner together and do things together, and he's really intelligent. I really enjoy having conversation with him. So he's in your life right now. Okay, what's the next trait that you admire that you're seeking for? I want somebody who's tender and can hold me and cuddle me at night and spoon me at night. Okay, so who's doing that right now? The dog. And by the way, if the male was there, the dog would not be able to be allowed. So we went through and identified everything that she was seeking, and guess what we found? Somebody was in her life providing each of these forms. Now watch this now. This is going to be a mind blower here. We identified every single thing that she was looking for within her life, and then we went over to the negative sides, the opposites of these, and found that they were also in her life. And she actually had everything she was looking for in her life, but it was in a fractured form. And she was unaware of all the different ways it was there, and she was thinking, if I only had it in this one form, it would be better. But I asked her then, what would be the drawback of having it in that form? Oh, there would be no drawback. No, that's the fantasy. What would be the drawback? Oh, well, I wouldn't have time to be with my friends. I wouldn't be able to have the conversations. I wouldn't be able to spend time by myself. I wouldn't be able to this and this and this and this and this, and half those people wouldn't be in my life. Exactly. When you were in the relationship last time, did you notice that some of those things weren't going on in your life because this person was taking care of that component? Yes. And your business was down? Yes. And you didn't make as much money? Yes. And you weren't as close to your family? Yes. I said, can you see that the reason you have it in the form you have now, this moment, is because of the hierarchy of your values? Please grasp that. That's very significant. In other words, everybody here has their soulmate surrounding them, but it is in exactly the express form according to your true values. But in many cases, you are infatuated with somebody else that you are injecting their values into your life, projecting those values onto what your expectations are, because you should be doing this, they should be doing this, and then thinking you're missing something because you haven't looked at the form that's in. That's pretty deep, but it's true. I worked with a lot of people who thought they were missing something, and all I had to do is learn how to ask questions and show them where it was. And then, once they saw the form that it was in, they realized why they were manifesting it in that form according to their values right now. I had a lady in Hollywood that was working there, right off of Sunset Boulevard there, who worked with Wynonna Ryder and did interior decorating for their home. And so I was working with her and consulting with her, and she says, oh, Dr. DeMartini, you gotta help me. And I said, why? She says, I need a man. Oh, God. And I was thinking, this is gonna be an interesting consult. She says, it's been months. And I said, so what are you looking for? What form is it in? She thought she has no form. And then we looked at it. And we found out something. Because hers was about sexuality. Her interior decorating, since the last man she dumped, skyrocketed. Her business went up. And she specialized in bedrooms, bathrooms, and kitchens. And when you walked into the house that she had done, because I was in the house that she had done, there were bosses